This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say Egypt on Friday is sending a high-level delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement in Gaza with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group said its fighters fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy in a disputed area along the border, killing an Israeli civilian. Hezbollah said its fighters ambushed the convoy shortly before midnight on Thursday, destroying two vehicles. Key talks between the U.S. and China with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Antony Blinken's discussions started with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and then Beijing's Public Security Minister, who said Blinken would see President Xi Jinping, a meeting that had been expected but not previously announced. A State Department official then confirmed that Blinken would meet the president before leaving the country late on Friday. Talks between the two countries have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. Blinken and Wang underscored the importance of keeping lines of communication open, but they also lamented that divisions were becoming more serious in nature. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Voters stood in long lines at polling stations on Friday as India entered the second phase of the world's biggest election, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his rivals raised the pitch of the campaign by focusing on hot-button issues such as religious discrimination, affirmative action, and taxes. Almost a billion people are eligible to vote in the seven-phase general elections that conclude on June 1st. This is VOA News. Vietnamese state media outlet VN Express reports the head of Vietnam's parliament has resigned. He's the latest member of senior government to leave office amid an ongoing anti-corruption campaign. His resignation takes place days after his assistant was arrested on charges of abusing his position and power for personal gain, according to various state media outlets. The 67-year-old had been the chairman of Vietnam's National Assembly for over 3 years. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified at Donald Trump's criminal trial on Thursday that he wrangled with Trump and his former lawyer ahead of the 2016 election over who should buy the silence of women who said they had sexual encounters with him. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Pecker talked about how the National Enquirer paid to buy Karen McDougal's story but didn't publish it, a practice known as catch and kill, which is considered unethical by mainstream journalism outlets. Pecker also said he alerted Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen when he heard that porn star Stormy Daniels was looking to sell her story of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump for $120,000 in the weeks before the election. He said Cohen pressed him to buy Daniels' story, but testified that he didn't want to be involved with a porn star. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal his reimbursement to Cohen for the hush money payment and has pleaded not guilty.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. There are new rules for U.S. poultry producers to reduce salmonella in certain frozen chicken products, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The regulations take effect in 2025. At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is the first time the agency has declared salmonella as an adulterant in raw poultry. In the same way, certain E. coli bacteria are regarded as contaminants. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says salmonella poisoning accounts for more than 1.3 million infections and about 420 deaths each year in the U.S. Donna Warder, Washington.
Kenya's state-owned airline has accused the Republic of Congo's military of holding two of its staffers since last week over cargo issues. Kenya Airways on Friday said the staffers were arrested in its airport office in the capital, Kinshasa, over missing documentation for cargo. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.